Educated Child, a parent's guide from preschool through 8th grade. Authors William Bennett, Chester Finn and John Cribb. A good education. As far as learning goes, early childhood through the 8th grade years are the most important. This is the time when children acquire the bricks and mortar of the solid education, the knowledge, skills, habits and ideals that will serve as the foundation of learning and character throughout their lives. If that edifice is solid by the end of the 8th grade, then the student's future is bright indeed. If poorly constructed, the outlook is much dimmer. Your child's most important teacher. Your dreams, your efforts, your examples and loving extortions are the boundaries of your child's education. The pressures of time, work and competing interests tempt us at hand, more and more of our educational responsibilities to others. You must resist these temptations. You are always your child's most influential teacher. The more involved you are, the better your children's chances of getting a good education. The core curriculum. What should children study from kindergarten through 8th grade? Elementary school should be primarily about basics. They are what matter the most. It's imperative that you find out whether your child's school has a coherent and demanding core study centered on the essential subjects for the academic core. Native language, history and geography, art and music, math and science. Native language. Learning to read, write and speak well is the main order of business in the early years of instruction in native language. No matter how good your school is, you must work on these critical skills with your children to ensure that they master them. In addition, native language studies should open your children's eyes to the world of great literature. Reading. Good schools assume their sublime and most solemn responsibility, the task of teaching every child to read. This is the critical business of education in the early years. Good teachers know that teaching children how to read is only half the job. What they read is equally important. Books and stories should instruct youngsters about the way of the wide and unfamiliar world they are entering. Writing. Along with reading, students should spend a great deal of time learning to write. This does not mean filling in blanks in workbooks or scribbling a sentence here and there. One sign of a good school is that children do a plenty of extended writing. They write stories, poems, letters, essays, book reports and research papers. Speaking. Speaking too is a language art. Learning to speak properly requires a good deal of training, and children must get it in school. Good schools take up this task in several ways. First and foremost, teachers set strong examples themselves. They are careful about the language they use because they know that children imitate the sounds they hear from adults. Good teachers don't ignore bad habits in the classroom. They gently correct children when they hear them using correct grammar, and they have children practice speaking clearly and insist on correct speech in all answers and presentations. History. The study of history has the inestimable value of letting us learn from others' experiences. The recorded past is a vast depository of human insights, trials, mistakes, and triumphs. By studying history, we can take this rich accumulation of experience and make it part of our own wisdom. Good schools have a vision of what history lessons are most important for their students to know. They are clear with parents about exactly what body of knowledge they intend to teach youngsters before high school. Geography. Geography is the study of where things are, why they are there, and how they relate to people's lives. It's the study of space and distance and movement, of the interplay between nature and man, between tribe and tribe and nation. In teaching geography, a school's first job is to make children familiar with major features of the Earth's surface. Students should learn the names and locations of continents, oceans, countries, large cities, major rivers, mountain ranges, etc. They should get lots of experience reading and using maps. Art and music. Art and music activities nurture creativity. Active practice is the way to understanding. It's the way our children learn to express themselves. Students in good schools get the chance to try their own hands at it. The point is for them to know how the challenge, perseverance and joy of creation. In good schools, children are taught how to look and listen closely. They practice thinking, talking and writing art and music. Mathematics. More and more good jobs require math. Even routine demands of life draw on math skills. How do good schools offer all these benefits of mathematics? First, they recognise that there is a definite body of knowledge that students should absorb. Math has certain rules and facts that students must know before they can solve challenging problems. For example, They must be able to recall basic numbers of facts of addition, subtraction, multiplication and division. In addition to basic knowledge, students in good schools gain proficiency in some fundamental skills. For example, children become practiced at counting, comparing, sorting and ordering things. They learn to add and subtract, multiply and divide comfortably, first with positive integers and later with negative numbers, fractions and decimals. As they pick up mathematical knowledge and skills, students apply those tools to the work of solving problems. Problem solving lies at the heart of mathematics curriculum. Science. A good chunk of school time should be devoted to exploring plants and animals, rocks and stars, electricity and gravity, and many other science topics. The job of teachers between kindergarten and 8th grade is to give children an understanding of the general laws of nature. Make sure they know some important facts and ideas about the universe. Train them in some methods scientists use, like observing, classifying, forming hypotheses, testing hypotheses, logical reasoning, healthy skepticism, collaborating, and working with perseverance. And stimulate their desire to ask questions and find answers. Teaching character at home. Your family is the first and most important school of morality. Here is where your child comes to know right and wrong through the nurturing and protective care of those who love her more than anyone else. Teachers should be allies in this endeavour, but they cannot be substitutes. The best way to encourage virtues is to exhibit them in your everyday actions. To instill virtues, share stories that teach about them. To give your child practice of virtues, set rules for your child to live by and ensure that the child follows them. Praise and reward children for good behaviour and punish when necessary. You will need to offer controlled choices between allowing youngsters to make such choices in matters of right and wrong helps them learn responsibility and independence. Your child, your school. When parents take part in the life of school, good things follow. Kids tend to get better grades and have fewer behaviour problems. They often have happier relationships with their parents. They see that mum and dad seriously value education. Involvement helps parents understand how the school works and what teachers' jobs are really like. It assists them in knowing what their children are being taught. Occasionally, being visible at school gives parents more credibility in the eyes of teachers and principals, and therefore a stronger voice in shaping the school policy and their own child's experience there.